You're watching Throttle House. I'm Thomas.
And I'm James.
And as we all know, super SUVs are really, really stupid. So naturally, when BMW and Audi refreshed their really stupid super SUVs, they made them really stupider. So we're going to race them.
Stupidity and power are often found as a pair these days, but when it comes to cars, that can actually be quite fun, and this time, the Audi boasts the bigger numbers. On paper, which as we know, BMW only uses to wipe their bums with and nothing more, but that does at least mean that the Audi, for once, should have the win here. Should.
Six, come on, Audi.
Five, four,
here we go.
Three, two,
launch control.
One, go.
Oh, that's a really even start.
Come on, Audi. This is your moment. You lose in every other class.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's even Stevens.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that much.
Who won that?
I won that. What do you mean, who won that?
I figured I'd bring it into question, you know.
Fair and square. That was a really close race, though. Holy crap.
Unbelievable. Still, they're liars. Still big liars.
Yeah. No, they're lying about the number again, as usual.
Can we do best of three?
No.
Okay, why don't you hop in here and I'll show you why the RSQ8 is actually slower. Still best. It's not slower. That's the difference.
Slower.
This new RSQ8 is at least quicker than the one it replaces. Yes, they've done the more surface level changes, like some design tweaks and giving it new DRLs that allow you an on-the-go selection of five different options, which is, you know, gimmicky and fun. But the performance name gains it a 40 horsepower and 37 pound-feet of torque jump, making it the most powerful combustion model in Audi history. It gets new wheels, they've retuned the adaptive air suspension, it has an optimized self-locking mechanical diff, and there's three new colors. And this gray isn't one of them.
All right, let's see what a car that's a little bit slower than the X6M feels like. Does exactly the same.
I think this should be regarded with the level of respect of an Audi that just went toe-to-toe with an M competition and somewhat lived to tell the tale.
No, it's an RSQ8. It should be able to go toe-to-toe with an M competition.
You didn't even add performance there, which would have helped your argument.
Oh, right. Fair
but
enough.
I'm glad you didn't mention performance.
Yeah.
So this is the second performance we've driven recently. The first one was the RS6 performance.
Right.
Which didn't gain nearly as much horsepower as this. All right, 631 horsepower is nothing to sniff at. This is the most powerful ICE Audi you've ever been at the helm of.
And you know what? I can't tell that it's any quicker at all.
Right, and we couldn't tell in the RS6 performance either.
No, it feels...
But
roughly like an Urus.
Because they're not massive liars like BMW.
Right.
I just believe them. They've got a good track record.
Yeah. Yeah. It's believable. They don't know how to lie.
They make slower cars.
Usually.
And they go slower. And that's what they said they would do.
They set out and achieved.
All right. So this is the performance. So you got a few things, right?
Yeah.
This 8-speed transmission has been tuned for even speedier shifts.
That's more fun than the BMW. Go ahead, continue. Right.
This has the optional dynamics package, which not only gives it the sport differential on the rear, it also gives it the electromechanical anti-roll stabilization stuff. So it has motors on the axles, which is supposed to stop side-to-side jostle.
And we have had a little go on a much more cornery location than this.
Yeah.
with this vehicle. And yes, it's very flat in the corners. No, it won't do a big skid. There you go.
This, I want you to think of this car as stability. It's an Audi, but it's wicked fast.
Right.
This is a new exhaust as well. It has reduced back pressure and it's lighter.
Uh-huh.
And they've turned up the boost. So that's how they've got to those horsepower numbers.
Okay.
So it should sound better and just be better.
Right. It feels exactly the same. So from the perspective of just a vehicle that you want to live with and drive every day, which is what this car is very good at.
Yeah.
It achieves that. It achieved it before, and it continues to achieve it.
And that's a horrible piece of road we just
did. This is a horrible piece of road we're on. Like, and, you know, it's a bit, like, echoey.
And the ride is taut. This doesn't, if in comfort mode, this doesn't just turn into a Q8.
But the Audi has always been the best, you know, of the BMW and Mercedes and Audi trio at kind of just continuing to be an Audi. Just a normal car that you could
I have fond memories of you drawing Stewie in the back of one of these.
That's right.
And it was the most accurate version of Stewie out of all the three cars we tested that day.
I believe it was a picture of you, actually, that I was drawing.
Open to interpretation. And I don't think the ride and the performance... And you can keep in mind, you can only get the performance now. The ride and the performance is not compromised versus the older RSQ8.
Yes.
I think that the RSQ8, the same way the X5 M50i captures the best of BMW...
Yes.
I think the RSQ8, all the best Audi things converge here. And even though it's a level above at a 50i, the Audis never get that insane as we just saw.
They really, really don't. They are. They make sure that they're not too unhinged.
And I've just got out of the new S5.
Yes.
And that thing, they've changed the interior quite a lot. This is still just past golden age, I would say. This is all golden age steering wheel stuff.
Yes.
And the dash. The double screen, the piano black is where it upsets me. This is an outrageous amount of fingerprints
everywhere. Yeah, this is a step in the wrong direction.
And then they fully...
Went the wrong direction.
Ran into it with the S5.
Exactly.
But this has the $5,700 Bang & Olufsen sound system.
Yep.
It is incredible. The seats are wonderfully comfortable. It has $2,500 stitched and red accents everywhere.
Yep.
The... matte carbon fiber packages of fortune. I get on with this. That's what I mean, the stability. I just get on with it. Yes.
It's a very easy car.
Yeah, an Urus. Yeah, exactly. An Urus you get in and it's more theater. And sometimes it beeps at me. And that's how I know it's talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Fine, let's go try your thing.
Okay.
My thing has also seen some updates. They've improved the all-wheel drive system, sharpened the engine, improved body rigidity and suspension for more poise at speeds, they say. They've given it better brakes, mild hybrid assistance, and some keen-eyed design tweaks that we'll talk about in a minute. And new exterior colors, for which this isn't one of them either. And like the Audi, the regular M version is no longer available. It's competition or nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is 1 centimeter faster in a quarter
mile. 1 centimeter, that's right. Yeah. You pay a lot for that centimeter.
I can feel it in the boom.
Immediately, though, I realize that this is a smaller vehicle inside. Like, this passenger area?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm closer to you, which is the last thing I want. So, like, if you're looking for a bigger SUV that you don't need, like, right away... Audi's got it beat on big.
I think we would both take the 5 as well, anyway, over the 6. Even if this has...
Yeah, the X5.
Yeah, if this has a lower center of gravity and better aero for a drag race, which, by the way, maybe the 5... I know the RSQ8 saw the coupe.
That's true.
Maybe the 5 would have lost.
Or it would have matched.
Yeah, but extra... Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I think that the... We've been over this before. Ad nauseum. I don't think that you should ever get the coupe versions of these vehicles.
But it's a style choice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that's the issue that I have. It's getting hot here. Sorry, instantly this is a fail. This isn't a new issue that I have. But
you just don't know what to do?
I don't know what to do. I look at the climate control and panic.
And also, changing the M mode is setup. Setup takes me to the main menu.
And then M mode is different. That's like for traction. I've complained. No, I'm not complaining
it's
anymore.
It's not the stability.
I need happiness in my life.
Instead of happiness, you just get power. That should be BMW's new slogan.
You see, it's got that BMW thing where it's a bit more like frantic,
it's
right?
It's angrier. It's got something to prove.
Yeah, it is. It's an angrier vehicle.
It's trying to hide its lies. So what's different? This got a facelift last year, an update. Significant update.
Yeah, I have some new interior screens and visuals on the outside. Honestly, who cares? Like, they're broadly the same.
Right.
Some newer tech, right?
But not the newest.
No.
This is the old steering wheel now.
It's the old steering wheel. Yeah, exactly.
I noticed we've got the carbon fiber paddles now.
Yeah.
They're quite pretty.
They look aftermarket.
No, but they're real, though.
Yeah, but they look aftermarket.
Yeah, but Audi don't do anything with their shift paddles. They're super boring.
That's true. Fair enough. There's a bunch. There's the new tech in the I stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the newest generation of regular BMW interiors, which look way different to this.
But this and the RSQ8s are the end of their cycles. These are the big shebangs that are going out.
Yeah.
And this is rocking the S68.
This is the S68 4.4 liter twin turbo V8, but it has the addition of a mild hybrid.
Right, over the 48 volt, the start stop helper thing.
That thingy, yes. So basically, all that does is fill in some gaps here and there and makes the start stop smoother. Honestly, sure, it smooths out the experience a little bit, but I don't actually remember because since we've gone away from DCTs and BMWs and gone to the ZF8 speed.
Yeah.
I haven't had any issues with smoothness and stuff pulling away in any BMWs.
Almost too smooth.
Almost too
smooth. Almost not exciting enough.
Exactly. The shifts in this are less fun than the shifts in the Audi.
Oh, but it does pops.
Yes, it does do pop, 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 pop.
Deep.
Also, when you're flat out, the cannon fire baritone whump on the upshift reminds me of the M8 competition. Remember that?
I see, which is also, it's in its last year, the M8.
Is it?
This is the end of an era, yeah.
This is the end of an era. But like, yeah, flat out. Hear that one?
Yeah.
That actually rattled this piece of trim beside my arm. On that second shift, it really gives you a whump of bass.
Well, this is sort of like the new M5, which we road tripped.
Yeah.
Is the wagon version of what this is. Until we get a new one of these, you have a choice.
Yes.
It's the X5M and X6M, or you go for the full wagon. And what we've been struggling with...
Can you please take it out of the stiff suspension setting? Because I got a couple fillings that I need to stay.
Yeah, it's not as smooth as the Audi.
Yeah, the ride is f***ing shit.
This is I'm not even on a harsh road.
No.
This is where this car just... This is the deal breaker.
Instantly.
Some cars have a deal breaker, and the ride of this is it. Like, we've been debating, you know, do you just get the wagon versions, which is basically an RS6 performance...
Yes.
And M5.
Yeah.
Or why get the raised SUVs? The only thing I can think of is in places like LA where they've got the big
culverts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a little bit more ground clearance. I get that. Also, some people really put a lot of value on getting in and out easily.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not making fun of them.
No. Yeah.
Genuinely.
This is you.
It's me a little bit.
How's your back?
Well, I have.
How's your neck?
I have a Land Cruiser now. So it's really easy to get in and out of. I was like the fifth time I like went to the grocery store and like hopped in and out on like an air. I was like, damn it. It's really nice. Not having to like take my foot, put it behind my head and get into my M2. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. Like, so yeah.
You're not a young man anymore.
No, I guess not. So I think there's quite a lot of that as well. But I agree in terms of every other aspect of it. You really don't need the SUV. The only thing it's doing is compromising dynamics so that BMW then and Audi has to stiffen the suspension or come up with some ridiculously heavy and complicated technology to prevent roll in the corners. And all that does is add more weight and makes the suspension stiffer. So it's a lose-lose cycle, really.
Here's the thing, though. In this moment in time, this represents a previous era of BMW design language. So if you don't like the look
That's true.
Of that new M5,
this
is all you got.
This isn't just because it's the coupe thing. I don't think it's a good-looking vehicle, but compared to a lot of the weird stuff BMW's been doing lately, I don't think it's that bad-looking on the front end, right?
Let's put it next to the RSQ8.
Okay. So, this is fine.
Okay. That was really measured for you.
Is it? Yeah. I was pretty proud of that. Back though, I don't want to talk about it because I never ever get the coupe version. I'm sorry, I just always get the...
Well, it also just gets in the way of rear seat space.
Yeah, you lose storage, you lose rear seat space, you don't need the extra top speed in a drag race unless you happen to be regularly racing Audi RS Q8s.
Style for style points.
I forgot how absurd these brake calipers are.
Well, these rotors, there's a lazy Susan of a brake rotor behind these wheels. 23-inch... These are the special performance wheels that we didn't have on that RS6 press car, and they save a significant amount of unsprung weight.
They look like there's nothing to them.
I think they're really beautiful, and I would stick that on any Audi. I think they would probably work with any Audi.
Yeah, well, assuming you can get a smaller size.
Yes.
Because if you put that on any Audi, it would look absolutely absurd.
You got these tiny little 21-inch wheels.
There's not enough tire.
There's not enough tire on either of
there's
them.
There's not enough tire, no.
Yeah.
Like, that would go a long way to helping the horrible ride that this has.
Yeah. So the facelift stuff is minimal on this, isn't it? It's just like, this dam's come down, you got a little spoiler there, there's a little spoiler on the back.
He asked me to learn what the things were, and then what has happened is he knew that I didn't learn the new stuff, and he learned it anyway. So now the knowledge has been imparted to you.
We've got this far, okay? Yeah. There's only one way to last 8 years.
Because it doesn't look any different! Who cares?
The black paint is hiding it a bit. But yeah, it's not that different.
No.
This hasn't changed much, has it? We've got the carbon fiber stuff going on.
Yeah.
We've got the new Audi emblem now, so we've lost the silver rings. It's gone to this...
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
This 2D thing.
Yeah, that's not nearly as nice.
But yeah, otherwise, weird. Still looks very much like an RSQ8 and not an Urus.
Which one of these would you get?
My knee-jerk reaction is super SUVs, neither of them.
Yeah.
But I've really, really, really gotten with this. I like getting in.
No.
I like the... Do, 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 as I get all the paraphernalia about it. Yeah. And the power.
But all of those things you can get in a Q8. All the things that you like.
This one says RS performance on the ground at night.
At night.
All right, which one would you get?
Neither of them, obviously.
Damn it.
Because they're so pointless.
But would you get the RS6? Would you get an RS6 wagon?
Yes, I would get an RS6
wagon.
You
don't have to have a breakdown over these vehicles.
Sorry.
But is the RS6 pointless? You could just get an A6.
Fair enough. Can you get an A6 wagon, though?
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Maybe not of the new... Yeah,
sign me up.
Well, no, the 6 is now an EV. Yeah, in Europe. But no, we could get an A6 wagon.
I should do journalism better. Because I didn't know that.
So neither of these, not even an RS6.
A6 wagon.
Your answer is an A6 wagon?
Yes, I would take an A6 wagon over both of these, no question.
What about, like... Well, for the car that does everything and has power and excitement.
Yeah, it could have been the M5, but it isn't, is it?
So it's an A6?
Well, because it's not the RS6.
So what out there exists as the one car does all this? What these are attempting to do for you, which is the car? Because this is damn close for me.
So is this just a general question?
Like, yeah.
What, like, of all the cars that are exist...
Exactly. The mission that these are trying to accomplish, which is all-wheel drive, comfortable, luxury,
everyday,
speed...
But fun and fast and, give me the tickle that I need when I want to really drive something hard.
Yeah.
M5 CS. Still.
Okay. It's previous gen, but that's a fair answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, extremely loud and incredibly close is the headline for these two SUVs. The X6M competition feels more aggressive and more single-minded as a performer, but super or not, the SUV is a class that values livability, and in more ways than one, the RSQ8 takes the lead there. And yes, at the finish line, compared to the BMW, it is a few centimeters short. But what large, ostentatious super SUV owner doesn't know that feeling? Thanks for watching.
Hello!
They don't care about you.
God, they were exactly the right type of person to be a Miata owner. They were
exactly
the right
guy. That was your Miata. That was your NC.
I know. And that was your ND. And they were both...
40 years
older
than us.
They were both 72-year-old men. With white hair and their wives.
I long to be like that one day.
There it is, yeah.